This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, May 12th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Colorado will begin offering on-site vaccine clinics at workplaces throughout the state. Employers can register on the website at workvaccinationsco.com. And Governor Polis says the state can work with employers, unions, or trade associations of any size. The Colorado Sun reports vaccine supply has begun to outpace demand across the state. Like many communities on the West Slope, Gunnison has an affordable housing shortage. County workers put 32% of their income toward rent on average, compared to 19% in non-tourism-based economies, according to an analysis by research firm Headwaters Economics. Extended stay motels are filling in the gap. Rent at these places with little privacy and no kitchen runs around $1,000 per month. They're also in a gray area where zoning is concerned. Still, seasonal workers rely on them for the only affordable option. The Colorado Trust reports many in the workforce commute to Crested Butte for their jobs. Eckert's well-known Drost's Chocolates has moved to Delta. After 14 years as a chocolate shop, the Eckert building's new owner will open with alternative health products. Lisa Hill of Drost's Chocolates told the Delta County Independent she's looking forward to the new Main Street location in Delta having central air, and says she's ready to serve a larger community. Tonight at 7, local nonprofit advocacy group Citizens for a Healthy Community will host an online screening of the new documentary I Am Greta. It's the second movie in a three-part series they're calling the Youth Rising Film Fest. More info is at chc4you.org. And the Learning Council has announced a pride parade outside the Delta County School Board meeting next Thursday, May 20th. A flyer says, quote, "Let's make schools safe and affirming spaces for LGBTQ youth and provide inclusive sex education programs that empower all youth to take care of their sexual health." The demonstration is scheduled at 5:15 p.m. A bill that aims to raise billions for road work in Colorado over the next decade by adding fees on gas, deliveries, and shared rides has cleared its first hurdle. Our Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Supporters say Colorado's roads are some of the most neglected in the country, and new forms of revenue are needed to fix them. The state's gas tax has not increased since the early 1990s, and voters have rejected new taxes. During an eight-hour hearing, Republican and Democratic mayors testified in favor of the plan to raise money with fees, but Republican lawmakers opposed them, saying they would unfairly hurt residents and businesses still recovering from the pandemic. The bill will soon head to the Senate floor for a full debate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A new survey found broad public support for redirecting some police funds to social services. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The Benenson Strategy Group asked people across political and racial lines about public safety. The majority of respondents would like to see less money for police and more funding for things like youth recreation, neighborhood health centers, and more teachers and counselors. Christopher Agee studies the history of policing at University of Colorado, Denver. He says pumping money into police budgets over the last few decades hasn't produced better police.
Instead, what you have was the rise of what a lot of criminologists call warrior policing, a policing style that was very much removed from the community, quick to use force, quick to pursue arrests.
AG points out Black Americans have long advocated for improved policing and social services. But he says the results of this survey show that given the national conversation about systemic racism and police brutality, more white folks now want that change too. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
On April 16th, Governor Polis gave local governments more policymaking control surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. This week, Kate Redmond checked in with Delta County Commissioner Don Supas to learn more about how Delta County is handling things.
Do you think Governor Polis did the right thing in relegating control of pandemic policy to county and local governments?
I absolutely do. You know, everything is different throughout this state. What happens in rural Colorado, what happens in the metropolitan areas, two different things. Two different caseloads for COVID, two different need bases for COVID. So to try to operate this as a whole state was just not the right approach.
Will there be a county educational campaign now that the restrictions are easing so people are reminded how to avoid contracting coronavirus?
We pretty much have never stopped all the PSA-type information that we were sending out. So I would imagine it's going to continue. This is something that we're going to have to learn to deal with as a society and remind them of what needs to be done and how to protect themselves.
San Miguel County leads the state in vaccination rates at nearly 34%, or 2,770 people vaccinated. Where does Delta County sit?
Last I knew, we were 65% of the 65 and over population a couple weeks ago. And that was our main focus, was getting those folks that were the highest risk folks, getting them vaccinated.
The World Health Organization recommends a 5% or lower positivity rate to relax restrictions. Does Delta County have the same litmus? We're now at 2.22% positivity rate.
Delta County has done the same thing from the very beginning, and we're looking at our capacity rate in the hospital. The flatten the curve had nothing to do with positivity rates. It had to do with what was going on in your hospitals, making sure you didn't overrun your hospitals. Granted, the positivity rate is directly related to that, but as we've moved farther along in COVID and COVID treatments, the need for hospitalization hasn't come like it did earlier because the doctors have figured out how to treat this a little better and keep people out of the hospital.
For a while, the Board of County Commissioners was critical of the number of vaccines the state was providing to Delta County. Has this been set right?
At this point, we have, just because we've met the need. There's no doubt at the first that we were not receiving our fair share based upon just the demographic of the 65 and over population we have in Delta County.
And that's gotten better?
It's obviously gotten better because we are not waiting on vaccines to come in before we can get people their vaccinations.
Hospitalizations and new case counts have continued to plateau, not just here, but statewide. How will you handle it if mutations or variants, which have been shown to be more contagious, begin to drive cases back up?
If that becomes the case, then obviously we're going to have to implement restrictions. You know, the last thing we want is our healthcare system to be grinding to a halt because they're overloaded with COVID cases. So if we have an issue of too many people in the hospitals and we can't effectively treat the people we need to, then obviously we're going to have to start implementing some restrictions to try to reduce that case rate.
All three commissioners sit on the 5-person County Board of Health. Do any of you have public health background?
No, we are mostly trained on the job. Most every commissioner in the state of Colorado attends a training course when they first become a commissioner. There is some public health that's gone over with that. And then also our public health director does some training and information for county commissioners and for all Board of Health people when they get on that board.
And do you have other scientists or epidemiologists to consult with to guide policy?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got people at the state level that are always willing to help. We've reached out to CDPHE several times on different issues when it comes to Board of Health things that we need.
How is the survey regarding the vaccine going? Have you gotten valuable feedback from the public?
I think we did. It kind of told us what we already knew. A lot of the people that haven't been vaccinated, they aren't going to get vaccinated.
For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.